Thanks be to God for this wonderful day that we have here. As I was mentioning at the beginning of the rosary this morning, we have this special day. It's the first day of the month, the first Saturday itself. It's always special. But this happens to be the first Saturday of the month of May, a month that is entirely dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And not only that, it also happens to be the feast of St. Joseph the Worker in the year of St. Joseph. And we bless the altar and the crucifix and celebrate the first Mass here at the outdoor altar. So for all of these reasons, this is a very special day here at the farm. And we are blessed to be together to celebrate this. So today's feast, St. Joseph the Worker, turns our minds towards work. In the beginning, Adam and Eve, they were commanded to work, specifically Adam, to cultivate the garden, and being created in a state of original justice with certain preternatural gifts, there was no toil involved in work. There was no fatigue, there was no sweat, but rather it was something joyful. However, because of their disobedience, there then followed a just punishment. And as God said, now you will earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. So it was after the fall that work then took on this penitential aspect. The experience of fatigue, I'm sure, monotony, a lack of success, failure, problems, and all of this. Now, after the coming of Christ, who himself labored with St. Joseph, work takes on, it still involves a penitential aspect, but more than that, it is something that is redemptive and something that is sanctifying. It's something that is really ordered to our spiritual betterment, towards the glory of God, the salvation of souls, and the good of our own soul. Now, the question is that how we view work? Right? This should be the Christian outlook, the Christian perspective on work. But I think more often than not, we probably still see it as something quite penitential. Right? There are a lot of people I know that they have no joy in their work, that it is really something quite sacrificial, quite penitential. You know of people who basically live for the weekend, okay? That's not a happy way to live. Right? And if we can embrace it, following the example of St. Joseph, is he not the carpenter's son? You see, everybody knew Joseph in this light, okay? He was a carpenter. They knew him according to his labor, the work that he was doing. And again, this is very simple work. I love the commentary on this verse. It says, "The Almighty has therefore given to the world an example in the person of Saint Joseph, how the most exalted sanctity," right? He's third among the saints. First our Lord, who is the saint of saints, then Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, then Saint Joseph. "Now the most exalted sanctity can be combined with toil and manual labor." And everything can be used as a stepping stone to greater holiness, to greater love. No doubt, whilst his hands were employed in labor, Saint Joseph's heart and soul were adoring, praising, and glorifying God. Is that our interior disposition during our work? This is something that will lighten the burden, okay, if we approach it in the spirit of faith, embracing it as, first of all, God's will for us. Okay, it is God's will, and because my first intention is to please Almighty God, for this reason I'm doing the work. And when you experience the sacrificial element of it, okay, I'm uniting myself with the sacrifices of Jesus Christ. I am offering this up for the salvation of souls, in reparation for my own sins? Am I embracing this in a spirit of humble service towards my neighbor? Whatever our work may be, hopefully we can see it and experience it in a form of service in which we are giving ourselves. Today's first reading goes even deeper into this interior disposition with which we should embrace work. Over all things, put on love. That is the fundamental motivator and force that should be moving all of our actions, our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Love for God, love for neighbor. So over all things, put on love. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's something that the friars have in our prayer booklet, and it's called the Prayer Before Work. Okay, so this is what sanctifies work, is that when we pray, direct, we beg you, O Lord, all of our actions by your holy inspiration, and carry them on by your gracious assistance, so that every prayer and work of ours may begin always with you, and through you be happily completed, through Christ our Lord. This is the work prayer. So this is doing everything in the name of Jesus. We can sanctify our work with that prayer. We can obtain the graces we need to carry it out in a Christian manner. We can obtain God's blessing on our work as we pray in today's psalm, right? Lord, give success to the work of our hands. This is a legitimate prayer. Because God can bless our work. He can make it fruitful. Okay, he can bring success. He can enlighten us. He can strengthen us. He can make everything go well. Right? Are we dealing with a lot of problems at work? Well, let's not doubt that evil spirits are around. They're running around and they want to create havoc. They want to weaken us and disturb us. Eventually to bring us to sin, right? To bring us to impatience, to bring us to anger, you know, and all of these other things. And we see, when we give in to that, how many problems it causes. This is what it means to live the Christian life in its fullness, always and everywhere, in the light of faith and in God's presence. Whatever you do, from the heart and for the Lord, and not for men. So whatever you do, do it from the heart, right? With all of your affection, with all of your goodwill, and first and foremost, for God, for love of God. And if we're doing that, we should always be satisfied, right? Because our Father in heaven is easy to please, basically. All he requires from us is that we are doing his work. In material failure, God isn't that concerned, because he doesn't require material success. He requires that we do his will as best as we know it, as best as we can. The fruit that it bears turns out well. In a lot of these things, we don't depend on us. We kind of depend on God's providence, how things fall into place. And if things don't go well, then we see that as God giving us an opportunity to practice greater virtue, greater patience in dealing with difficulties, greater kindness in dealing with difficult people, greater faith in really believing that all things work for the good for those who love God. And if we are living our lives like this, then we should be having interior joy, interior peace, no matter what is going on. All things work for those who love God. Now, notice it says, doing these things as for the Lord and not for men. So principally for God, secondarily in service to our neighbor. And here's where our efforts may not always be appreciated. Because the fact of the matter is that usually human persons do require success, okay, but not God. So in that, again, we need to be patient. When difficulties arise, failures occur, okay, we may not be pleasing to our neighbor. And that's something, that's a cross we just need to bear. And be content that we are pleasing to God. So this is what it means to follow the example of Saint Joseph in the work that is involved in our lives. And we should also remember being patient with one another when things don't go well. Okay, if you have employees, okay, require them to be patient. And be patient when things don't go well. Be patient. And understand, because you live in a home. So we entrust all of our works, Pastor Dave, intercession of St. Joseph, the worker, and above all that we can imitate his sanctity, his holiness, and his virtue, carrying out that the work that God has entrusted to each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.